I could change everyone's life if I could give you a great three lenses. I could give you, if I give you a Meltzer kaleidoscope, here's the three lenses I'd give you. One, a lens of productivity. So if we practice, a lens is something that we see with, we really see, not with the eyes, we see with. So imagine if you lived your life with a lens of productivity. So you're walking around saying to yourself, how can I provide value? How can I provide value, right? Productivity is, productive is providing value, right? So the first lens of the Meltzer kaleidoscope is productivity. The second is accessibility. And accessibility is a duality of a lens. It's how can I be accessible to everyone? Okay, I'm gonna take an hour out of every single day that I'm traveling around no matter where I am, and I'm gonna make myself accessible for anyone that'll show up. And most importantly, well, this practice you're talking about that everyone needs help with, how am I accessing what I want? Yeah. It's the same lens. If I'm accessible to everyone else, I also want to access what I want. I'm making room for what I want. So again, those people that access me, I can appreciate and give it back away out. So three lenses. One, productivity, I'm providing value. Two, accessibility to others and accessing what I want. And then finally, the key cornerstone lens of my kaleidoscope is gratitude. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. And it's a lens. That's all it is. It's a lens. You either can use it or not, right? It's like a kaleidoscope. You can look through and say, oh, that's beautiful. That's what gratitude gives me every day. I get cut off on the street and the old Dave Meltzer ruined my whole day. Not more. The Meltzer kaleidoscope says, oh, thank you. Thank you for slowing me down. Thank you for allowing me to have an opportunity to relearn the lesson and appreciate that my life is valuable and that I have to be careful, that I have to look out for others. That wait, there's all these lessons. And then when I start looking at being cut off is something of a reminder of a lesson or a lesson to be learned, because the lessons will keep on coming. I pay attention to it because I know the equation of this mathematical universe of everything in infinity is that what I pay attention to, if I give intention to it through the lens of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, that's where intention is, yeah, right? That's our activity. So if I'm paying attention to what my activities are, my intention, the coincidences that I want to raise the awareness and the intention to, the coincidences, the coinciding, the mathematical occurrence of two angles that coincide into one angle perfectly, that's what's gonna occur. Coincidences that I want will occur. The coinciding of that black matter and the emptiness and the intention. And people don't understand this formula. They make it so difficult because they're not gracious, they're not forgiving, they're not accountable, and they're not inspired. Most common question people ask me is, how do you stay motivated? Which relates to all your answers.
Wow.
How do you stay motivated? Yeah. Right, because they're watching the videos, and although the videos aren't real, right, it's an illusion, it's taking all this, I do live my life in activity, right? I hate the word busy, that means unavailable. I have activity I get paid for, activity I don't get paid for. I try to maximize through that kaleidoscope the activity I get paid for, which is answers all these money questions and also answers the bankruptcy question. But in the end, it's motivation that people want. They want to be happy. You cannot be sad if you're motivated. You cannot be sad if you're enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit, which is motivation, of your potential. Not mine. But think about it. How do you stay motivated? You know why? I believe we all are connected to the greatest source of power, light, and inspiration always. I've transformed the idea of what I do. Most people think they have to get motivated. Athletes all the time, right? Come on, let's do this. We gotta get, not me at all. What I'm constantly doing is actively trying to clear the connection between what I already have. If you knew the power and the source in the back, every day that you're walking with, you call it whatever you want, right? It's been named a whole bunch of names, God, Jesus, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, and I can go on and on, Buddha, whoever, and whatever you think, but if you knew what you were walking with, and I'll give you proof, physically proof of what you're walking with, it is physically proven that in my pinky, I have enough power at all times to light up all of downtown Los Angeles. That's how much energy is in just my pinky. It's medically proven what your body contains in electricity. Yeah, and we're not using it. But I know I have shifted the paradigm of power and energy and light and love and inspiration to know that this power is always here. So what am I doing to interfere with it from this connection to come to me and this connection to go out to you? How am I not lighting up cities? How am I not light? And guess what? The internet and the Instagram and the Twitter and the TikToks, wow, and all these things are now giving me the opportunity to light up cities. I have entire cities of people that will watch me, wow, and they will light up. The energy will go. I'm figuring it out. Not because I'm figuring out how to connect to it. I'm just figuring out how to clear the connections, the two connections that I have. It's a quantum entanglement. I have a connection to the greatest source of power and light and inspiration of all time. Then I got to figure out the second connection is, how do I transfer it to you? How do I light you up and you up and you up? And even if I can't do it in person, how do I do it on a video or on a voice? You know, how can I get to you to say, hey, let me help you know what it feels like to clear the connection, the corrosion, the interference that we're creating. That's the ego. That's what the ego does. It edges goodness out of your life. E-G-O.
Goodness out. That's deep.
Exactly. It does. It creates the interference. And people are constantly working and putting their will and activity towards, oh, I got to connect here. And it's like we know those people that are working hard, they're working smart, they're doing the right things, they believe the right things, but they're not getting what they want. Mm. I'll tell you why. Because they're running around trying to connect something they're already connected to instead of trying to clear the connection to which they're already connecting to. It's subtle, but it's deep. And it will change your life.